If you like to frequent farmers markets in Michigan, you may soon have something new to explore amidst all the stands of fresh produce and baked goods and jams and jellies and breads and flowers and plants. A bill now moving through Lansing would allow wine tasting at farmers markets. So what does this mean for Michigan wineries? Who gets to offer their wines for tastings at farmers markets? And what's it mean for consumers? Joining us now is Dan McColl. Dan's an assistant professor of tourism at Michigan State University. Welcome to Stateside, Dan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us exactly what this proposed bill that's now making its way through Lansing, what would it do?
Well, essentially it would allow for tastings to take place and wine sales to take place at farmers markets for the first time. This is something that I think the state has been talking about doing for a few years, and other states have talked about the same thing. Washington has recently done it. And it's important because for Michigan winemakers, especially smaller ones, they have smaller economies of scale. And what that means is they have to charge more for a bottle of wine. And when you're charging more for a bottle of wine, it really does help if the consumer can taste it first, because if they're going to make a commitment to, say, a $20 bottle of wine, they want to make sure it's something they're going to like.
Oh, I totally get that. That makes great sense. This is not an all-out, everybody-into-the-water kind of thing, right? Only small winemakers get to offer tastings and sales?
Yeah, it really is for the smallest of Michigan's wineries. You know, that's a question. It'll be interesting to see who takes advantage of this. You know, it seems like it would most likely help. Obviously, it's only for smaller wineries, but if you're a smaller winery and you have a tasting room, chances are, depending on where that tasting room is, you might be selling all of your wine in the tasting room, and so you might not need to go to the farmer's market. So I think it's more likely to help the wineries that have tasting rooms that don't get as much traffic. You know, maybe they're not part of a wine trail or there aren't a lot of other wineries around them. I think it's good maybe for startup wineries, maybe even for farmers who are just looking to expand their product line and they're growing some grapes and they want to experiment with winemaking.
So they might be experimenting at home on a very small scale, and it's a way for them to test the waters.
Could be, yeah. I mean, I think everybody's interested in finding out who's likely to take advantage of this.
Now, we know, Dan McColl, that Michigan's wine industry, it's growing. It attracts national attention as far as the caliber of its wines. Could one wonder, are we getting to the point where there are too many wineries? I know the first Michigan winery went bankrupt last year. Is that a warning sign?
Well, I think some of the wineries are asking that question, especially some of the ones who have been around for a while. The fact is, we don't know. I mean, wine consumption is going up, and wine tourism is growing tremendously. We recently conducted a study that said there are about 2 million visits to Michigan wineries each year. And Michigan's tourism is doing great, and part of that is because of the wine industry and a lot of people coming and discovering Michigan or touring some of the wineries. So we don't know what the max is. Theoretically, there probably is a level at which, you know, the state can't really support more wineries, but I don't know. Just on the basis of one winery going out of business, I don't know that we're at that point yet.
Thinking of farmers markets, and I know they're speckled around Michigan, is the farmers market customer different than the person on the wine tourism trail and on the wine trail seeking out a winery?
I think so. You know, I think some of the people who go to wineries are very similar to the people who go to farmers market, and they have a lot in common. You know, I suspect the people who are really going to buy wine at Michigan's farmers markets are people who are really interested in local and supporting the local food movement and buying their wines and sourcing their wines locally. And certainly some of the people who go to Michigan wineries and buy Michigan wines are you know, that same kind of person. But then there are a lot of people going to Michigan wineries just because it's a fun and interesting thing to do. We recently did research last summer with about 1,500 tasting room visitors who visited tasting rooms all around Michigan, and found that, you know, the reasons why people were going to the wineries were a little bit surprising.
Such as?
You know, we thought there would be more people going to learn more about wine, but only about 7% of the people said that that was a primary reason. About 20% said they were going to buy their wine to source local wines or Michigan wines. But then the rest of the people, they gave reasons that were more with it was a leisure experience. You know, it was a chance to socialize with friends and loved ones. It was a chance to do something unique. It was a chance to just get away from it.
So bottom line, Dan McColl, are you feeling that this proposed law could be, thinking of the state, for winemakers and for consumers, a good thing or wait and see?
Well, I think it's always a wait and see, but there's no reason in my mind to think it's going to be a bad thing. I think, you know, it's another opportunity for people to experience Michigan's wine. And it depends on whose perspective. I think the farmers markets are going to be thrilled with this. I think the people who visit farmers markets are going to be thrilled with this. And I think the vendors who choose to take advantage of this are going to be happy with it. You know, I think there'll be a little bit of grumbling from Michigan wineries that are more established, but I don't think too much. I don't think they see this as sort of the big presence in wineries. Most people are going to tasting rooms if they're really interested in Michigan wines.
Dan Nicole, Assistant Professor of Tourism at Michigan State University. Appreciate your talking with us today on Stateside, Dan.
Nice talking to you, Cindy. Thank you.